issues. In 2014, I come in and I was given information over the phone.
This is just a booking line. We are not medically trained, or we don't give any advice or information.
So who does...
You can come to the walk-in clinic and speak to the nurse.
And speak to the nurse. You won't give no advice or nothing on the phone. Can you not go into my note histories and tell me a report that was given to me, please?
Sorry?
Can you go into the notes and tell me the last time I attended the clinic, please?
What is your date of birth?
26 of the 1st, 1981.
Oh, yes.
What is, pardon? 26 of the 1st, 1981.
What's your surname?
My surname is Cordell.
Is it Simon?
Yes, that's correct. It's Simon. I have a few issues, yeah, of concern that I was trying to raise with yourselves. Do you have the dates that I actually attended the clinic on, please?
I'll give you the date of when you came to the clinic. That's all I can...
Two times I come to the clinic.
You came in February, 10th of February.
Feb the 10th. And who did I see?
Yeah, you visited our clinic in February.
Who did I actually speak to?
Sorry, this is not our clinic. I'm mistaken. This is some other place you went.
Pardon?
No, just wait with me. I'm just trying to find out when did you
Thank you. Hello?
Sorry, I can't give you any information because we don't know who's on the other end of the phone. You have to come to the clinic. I can't give you any information.
Can I speak to you for a second? I asked if they would do blood tests for HSV1 and HSV2. Yeah, they explained to me that they do not really do these test results for certain people, and I asked them to do them because I had been accused of something. Yeah, they done the blood test on the phone A couple of months later, a woman phoned me back, and a couple of weeks later, and on the phone, I don't know who she was. She was a receptionist, and that's who I would like to find out who this person is. Her name, yeah. She gave me misleading information on the phone and told me that I basically had HSV1 and I had HSV2 in my blood.
Whatever happens in the clinic, we don't have that information. Yes? This is just a booking line.
Yes, so what is the... I've spoke to people on this line before, and these people gave me the information.
Whichever clinic you went, you can go there and ask them. I won't be able to help you that way.
Who is the, so you can't tell me who is the manager of the department right now?
We haven't got any manager today here.
No, you haven't got a manager. So who oversees all of the lockup? Who holds the keys?
This is just a booking line.
And what is the actual line to actually speak to the receptionist? How do I actually speak to the receptionist? Because I would like the receptionist. She told me that I can't kiss nobody or I can't have enough do anything with nobody else. When I attend, she never called me in for a consultation. A couple of months later, I felt I was suicidal and I'd been suicidal for what she had told me. I attended the clinic because I sat down with my mother and my mother explained to me...
There's no point telling me all this because I won't be able to say anything to this.
But there must be a manager, or there must be somebody that can foresee. Or you must be able to tell me the doctor that I see, or the person that works on the...
No, I don't have access to all that information. This is just the clinic booking line. I don't have access to anything.
So what other phone numbers are there to...
go to the clinic, walk in clinic and speak to the nurse.
But there is other phone numbers that I can actually phone.
Okay. Which number you want? Town clinic or green clinic?
I want Evergreen. Evergreen. And I actually want...
I'll give you 0208.
0208.
702. 5760. You can... Today there's no clinic. You can phone tomorrow.
What, it's not open today, is it not?
No, it is not. Thursday there is no clinic in Edmonton.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. And you don't have no notes. Do you have notes of the on the computers, of note letters that
no,
have been sent?
No, we only have the bookings. We just do the bookings. We don't have access to any who is seeing you or nothing.
Okay, you have a good day, madam. Thank you.
Bye.
I've got the letter and a note, and then I've gone there and checked the notes, and they've shot, and in the notes it says, it suggests he may be a carrier. Not he really does.